It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Next week, people from across a diverse group of disciplines will converge on UW-Milwaukee's Zelazo Center to talk about innovation, but not necessarily in the sense of invention. Flying Car Milwaukee brings together experts from fields ranging from sports to architecture to the digital universe. It's a project of MIKE, an initiative of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Michael Hostad is executive director of MIKE, also known as Innovation in Milwaukee. Kathy Madden is a consultant for Flying Car. Speaking with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke, Hostad explained the idea behind the three-day event.
It's really about bringing together people who want to innovate, who want to create, who want to network and connect with people. Kathy and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we were saying that there's people who are working in corporations in Milwaukee who want to be innovative. And the term entrepreneur is one I think that we use a lot, people who are sort of innovative within a corporation. And then there's a whole group of people who are sort of outside the corporate world, maybe entrepreneurs, people starting their own business, working for smaller or growing companies. And I think at its core, what Flying Car is about is bringing those two groups together and being able to allow them to connect and learn from one another around a number of different topics and workshops and events with people.
And so this is across disciplines. This isn't any one particular area of innovation. This could be innovation in any sector.
Yes, that's right. Actually, we have a number of different industries represented, which is another thing Michael and I have talked about, just how many different groups we have, from medical care to financial services to the arts to film, all kinds of innovation that's taking place, sports, et cetera, et cetera.
So if everything goes right, what do you hope that people who take part in this, not the speakers but the attendees, will take from it?
I think we'd love for them to be able to at least make some connections with people and kind of have that eureka, that aha moment, and walk away feeling inspired and being able to rely on people that they've met at Flying Car to connect with and further those conversations outside of the event.
Right. Our theme is people-powered innovation this year, and our goals are, as Michael's alluded to, connect and inspire. How do people find each other? How do talented people who are on their own find people and connect with them at universities and colleges and corporations, and vice versa? How do people in corporate America bring in talent from the outside, connect with them? Right. We want them to do that at Flying Car. And then get inspired, have a huge eureka factor.
Do you see some translational effect to the broader community for the people who don't go to Flying Car but might somehow – I mean, I imagine this is partly what innovation in Milwaukee is all about. Not everyone is an innovator in the strictest sense of the word, but how does it impact the broader community to have all these people to get together?
Well, I think in a way it's about showcasing what we have here in Milwaukee. You know, the word innovation can mean so many things to so many people. I mean, if you find a new way to fold your clothes, does that make you an innovator? But you know, in a lot of ways, it's Flying Car brings all those people together and shows what we have here in Milwaukee. I mean, we've got some amazing speakers coming to this event, including Steve Wozniak. That's something to be proud of, and I think this event gives us that opportunity to let the broader community know exactly what's happening here in Milwaukee.
You mentioned Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple. He's giving the keynote, and in the interest of full disclosure, I'm interviewing him for the keynote. But talk about some of the other featured speakers and what they bring to the discussion.
You know, we were just talking earlier that there's so many of them, and they range on a number of topics, and a lot of what Flying Car is about is being hands-on and having these workshops. We were talking earlier about the gentleman from Discovery World who's going to be teaching people how to innovate with materials, and we're actually going to have him creating custom bags for people out of recycled materials, and then they're going to go beyond that to actually test the strength of those bags using a number of different means to show how durable they are. You know, so not only do you get to be inspired and learn about different topics, but you get to be hands-on and get your hands dirty if you want to, which I think is kind of cool.
Right. So we have this two-day agenda, and we have workshops that last about an hour, such as the one that Michael just described. And then in addition, we have – so there's about 16 of those. And then we have 7 speakers that really range. So for example, we have Leilani Munter. She is a race car driver out of Los Angeles and one of the few female race car drivers. She also is very interested in the environment, the ecosystem, et cetera.
This is a race car driver who owns a Tesla, which is entirely charged with solar electricity.
Exactly. So she's living what she's preaching. But she uses the race car forum as a platform for her beliefs, which is a really interesting way, I think, to operate. Then there's another speaker, Grace Law. She actually is a teacher at Harvard on design, architectural design. She lives here in Milwaukee as well, so she commutes between the two cities, has done, for example, the Kilbourne Tower and even private residences. Then there's Sajid Chand, who is the chief technology officer at Rockwell. So we have talent here. Jeff Yabuki, who is the head of Fiserv, CEO of Fiserv, representing the financial services industry and the innovation that's going on there. And Heidi Hackamer was from Google. She was the brand strategy manager for Google Glasses. So she's got all kinds of insights around that whole world.
What does this have to do with a Greater Milwaukee Committee? Why is this the thing that the Greater Milwaukee Committee brings to people?
Well, you know, at its core, you know, the GMC, the Greater Milwaukee Committee, is about making Milwaukee the best place to live, work, and play. And we do that. We put Milwaukee on the map by a number of different initiatives. And one of these initiatives is centered around innovation, and that's what Mike is. And so, you know, Flying Car connects all of that by again, showcasing the innovative and creative talent that the region has to offer. And that aligns then nicely with the Greater Milwaukee Committee's mission and vision.
What's the significance of the partnership with Summerfest this year?
Well, I think this is – I mean, this is something new that we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. When you think about Summerfest and innovation, you know, Summerfest is innovation in a lot of ways. I mean, every year they manage to raise the bar, and they do that by being innovative, and each year it just gets better and better. And so I think there's a lot of strong connection there between what Flying Car is about and what Innovation in Milwaukee or Mike is about. So it seemed to be a logical connection, and we're working through some partnerships and some different events. We've got Flying Car Day at Summerfest, which is the 26th of June in the evening. And it's just a nice way to help promote, respectively, the two events.
And also it gives Flying Car, that's fairly new, a chance to leverage an established, fantastic brand, and for Summerfest to access the crowd of people that they want.
Mm-hmm. This all kind of raises the bar for Flying Car, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And for Summerfest as well.
Right.
Well, Michael Hostad, Kathy Madden, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Michael Hostad is the Executive Director of Innovation in Milwaukee. Kathy Madden is a consultant helping organize Flying Car Milwaukee, an event that runs next Wednesday through Friday. They spoke with Mitch Tyke, and there is a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, it's almost the longest day of the year, and we'll celebrate the solstice with our astronomy contributor next. You are listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.